So continuing with our self-confidence issues. Have a seat. I cannot tell you how important it is to work on, to think about what we've been discussing, and to build, you know, a person has to build his own thoughts, his own chedushim. Every different things work for different people. What might work for me might not work for you. But a person should build for himself certain, you know, structure for himself. It's so important. I can't tell you how important it is. It's vital to a person's avodas Hashem that it gets himself, you know, in the proper frame of mind. That he stays with a chashivas for himself. You know, otherwise it's not possible. If a person doesn't have chashivas for himself, it's not possible for a person to do the right things with his life. You know, imagine one time. You know. Imagine, for example, right? I'll give an example. I see a Musa Chabur here. Okay? Let's say I met a guy. I have some friends. Let's say I met a guy, I felt it'd be better that he gives the Musa Chabur. Then you have to know if it's honest. If I felt it'd be better if he would give the Musa Chabur over myself. And many times a person is going to go through life and reach situations where there's a threat, or whether there's an issue of his own covet. You know, someone else is getting covet, not me, and there's a threat to himself. If a person is a weak person, if a person is always worried about himself, and is always worried about whether people think I'm great, whether I am great, and he's always just worried about himself, and he doesn't have a strong structure, he will not be able to do the right things with himself. He will not be able to be honest. He'll convince himself, yeah, it's better I should be the Rosh Hashiva, it's better I should speak by the Shavra Brachas, it's better I should do it, you know, and he's always will convince himself to try to get himself the glory, because this person lives on glory. Glory is his oxygen. Kavod is his oxygen. A person that doesn't have chashivas for himself, kavod is his oxygen. And he starves for it, and he lives on it, and if he doesn't get it, he's chas v'shalom, a dead man. He's a dead man, because if he doesn't get it, he's dead. He doesn't have any stability on his own. He doesn't have his own structure of a person. He has no backbone. He's a jellyfish. So the person will be starving. Kavod is oxygen. Kavod is oxygen. You think that I've been talking about till now how it's, yeah, you think I just contradicted myself. Till now I've been talking about a person needs kavod. The reason why I'm telling you a person needs what we're supposed to be doing for ourselves is properly feeding ourselves kavod in the proper way, that we'll be able to beat ourselves, we'll be able to make ourselves, we'll be able to build ourselves into a mechubadika person. He's a person that cares about doing what's right and realizes that that's what's important about life, and he realizes that he is a chashav person. He's a chashav person, not because he's the best person in the world, not because he's the best in learning, not because he's the best at this, not he's the greatest person in the whole world. He's a chashav person because he knows what he does right, he knows that he cares to do the right things with his life, he knows how important every action he does is in avodas Hashem. That's what we're trying to build. I can't tell you how to build it. We're trying to lay down some foundations to build a person to be mechubad. If a person does not have a covet for himself, if a person is weak, and that person needs covet, and he's a raidafah for covet, he runs after covet, and that's because he's weak inside. He's weak. He needs other people's support and honor. And it's his oxygen. And without it, the person cannot survive. These people are like a hot air balloon. All you have to do, you know, let's say a wealthy person, but even a person sitting and learning, a person could be a hot air balloon. His whole value of himself is feast on how much honor he gets, on how many people stand up for him, how many people attend his Musa Chavura, how many times he speaks in yeshiva, if you put a little needle into that big hot air balloon, if someone puts him down, people stop showing up to his Musa Chavura, put a little needle in him, his balloon deflates. He's nebuch a ice mensch. He's nebuch to brach on a person. What we're trying to do here is build a person. And a person should try to focus on his mindless and try to focus and be positive about himself. That person, in the end, kavod is not his oxygen. Kavod is not his life support. The person is his own life support, where he values what he does, and therefore he does not care if it's a question. Does not mean, does he like kavod, not like kavod? Fine, let's say he still likes kavod. But he would never ever, should never ever ever do anything wrong or do anything wrong because he's looking for kavod. And it's so easy for a person, it's almost impossible for a person that's life support is kavod, and maybe one, if you understand what I'm saying now, one day you'll understand it. It's impossible for a person that his life support is kavod to be able to do the right things, because it's a choice. Either I do the right things with myself and I give up this opportunity to speak, right? Or, but if I do that, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I'm worthless. The person's so dependent. Kavod is his dependency. It's his life, and that's the only thing that makes him that gives him that lets him survive on himself. Chas v'shalom. That's the last thing we want. That person is a right of achar kavod. A person has to build now. When a person gives you kavod and you win, run after it. You have a chance to speak. Fine. I didn't want to contradict myself last night. So your Rebbe or Kadosh asked me to speak. So I spoke. Why? I felt I shouldn't speak. I said, oh, I shouldn't speak because I don't deserve it. And it's kavod. So what do you mean? You just said a musavah that if it's the right thing to do, that's what should be done. Then just forget about your own self. There's plenty of times to work on yourself. And I was like, I'm not going to contradict myself, so I spoke. Did I walk out feeling like an arrogant person? No. Maybe it helped my confidence. If I care. But if a person, we don't run after kavod. We don't run after kavod. We don't chas v'shalom put someone else down to bring ourselves up. We don't do the wrong things. We don't lie. We don't lie for kavod. We don't knock someone else in order to put him down so I should look better. That's called a right of achar kavod. And that's the exact opposite of the person we're trying to build. And what I'm saying here is a little bit deep, and I don't know if it could. I think in life you'll one day realize what I'm saying. Commit yourself to doing the right thing. Not commit yourself to walk around feeling on two cents. Commit yourself to feeling good about yourself. And commit yourself to doing the right things with yourself. And commit yourself to never, never to build yourself up, you know, that you should be a mechubadik person and not be a right of acharkov. I'd like to speak about it's a continuation of the topic, and I think it's good to speak about Hagam. It's I don't know how many people have, how often it comes up, but if it doesn't apply to you, either way, the foundations apply to every person, and it can always help someone else. Not such a big island, but no, maybe someone will get the tape. But I like to speak about depression, because I think that's the last thing I'll speak about, self-confidence, and then maybe we'll continue either to Shara Kass, or maybe we'll speak about Simcha once, and then we'll go to Shara Kass. Depression. What is depression? Depression is extreme of not having confidence, of not having chashivas for himself. The person, it's obviously, hopefully, a person not going to walk around all day depressed. But a person hits a point sometimes, some people every few weeks, some people every few days, some people every few months, and some people every few years. A person reaches a point that they call it depression. They call it depression. That person feels that he's nothing. He's a lost case. He doesn't have. He's not chashiv. Everyone else is better than him. B'chulu, b'chulu, b'chulu. So I just like to tackle it, and I think it's very important for every person to tackle it if it ever comes up, not to fall for it. It's the total trick of the Eitz Hara, and it really doesn't make so much sense. But if you're prepared for it now, it'll help you out for later. You know, when a person gets depressed, right? First of all, it's awesome. First of all, it's aleph number one. Anytime a person feels a thought of depression, he should realize to himself, it's awesome. I'm not allowed to get depressed. I'm not allowed to get depressed. Because I get depressed, it just takes me down. And I stop learning, I stop davening. You know, a person stays in bed, right? He wakes up 7:30, you know, davening 7:45. I'm depressed. What's the difference if I get out of bed or not? I'm nothing anyways. He doesn't get out of bed. Depression just takes a person, it just bittles man, bittel tire. It lasts for 3 hours, it's bittel tire 3 hours. It lasts for 3 days, chas v'shalom. It's bittels man, bittel tire. And it's the direct opposite of what we've been talking about. A person has to always, 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 always maintain a chashivas for himself. Never be mevatel yourself. Never. Never be mevatel yourself. It's the worst thing you could do. Depression is the pittle of yourself. Number one, it's the Yetzer Hara, it's Aser. Not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah depression. You get Einish for depression. Because it's the gairim, it's the cause of bad things. So why do people why do I have to say it's not a mitzvah? Because people get confused. I spoke about this before. It does not hurt to repeat. You know, I should point out to you now, just in case people feel that they hear things too many, same things too many times, that I sat by a pair 3 years most of that. And I don't know what things I say from them. Sometimes I do know something I don't know. But a lot of things, by the way, and this must have also, hopefully, a lot of things, it's not that your whole life you'll remember everything that was being said. Many things penetrate your mind and heart, and you don't even know about it. And also you start to develop a whole just attitude, a whole outlook, and you start to extend. You start to mechadish things. Hopefully you start to mechadish things on your own based on the initial, you know, things that are opened up. You know, so it doesn't hurt. And I said it 3 years, Baruch Hashem, I was never bored. I always loved going to Mosavat. And a person gains from hearing the things over and over again. It's not a loss. Unless a person mamish feels everything already, it doesn't hurt to hear it again. Because kol zman, you don't feel it, just knowing it is not enough. So that's my, I have an excuse to talk about it again. What does a person get confused? A person gets confused because why is he depressed? So we're talking about, I'm talking about the Chashav Yeshiva Bacham here. Very Chashav Yeshiva Bacham. The person gets depressed because, not because he had a bad game at the gym last night. There was no gym last night. Not because of that. Not because he didn't do well on this test. Things like that. Person is on the Madrega where his depression comes because he's not learning well. Because my friends are doing better than me. And this and that. And it's focused around the Avodas Hashem. So a person feels, well, hey, I should be depressed. How could I not be depressed? I'm not learning. I'm not studying. I'm not doing what I should be doing. Number one. There's so many things to discuss here. We might need more time on this besides today. So many things to discuss. You know, number one, is nothing to do with Avodas Hashem. What's happening? Nothing with Avodas Hashem. I've said this before. The reason why a person who learns in yeshiva, a ben Torah, gets depressed because he's not doing well in his Avodas Hashem, or thinks he's not doing well, is more appropriate. He thinks he's not doing well. Because one day he's depressed and he wasn't even doing so bad. It's just somehow the Yetzer got a hold of him. He thinks he's not doing well, he gets depressed. It's not because he cares about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not because he cares about Hashem. It's very important you say. He doesn't care about Hashem. When a ball player has a bad game, and when a ball player messes up his career, you know, he also gets depressed. I'm sure Bill Buckner, after he missed that ground ball, also was depressed. I'll tell you after. So, but when a lawyer has a bad day in court and he feels that he's talking not a good lawyer, he also gets depressed. Depression comes from feeling I'm not chashev. a lawyer might define his chashivas, at least not a bentayr lawyer, but a lawyer defines his chashivas on being a good lawyer. A doctor might define his chashivas of how important I am of being a good doctor. Businessman is how much money I make or how much people respect me. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. The basketball player respects himself based on how well he plays. The bentayr is smart enough to value learning that he values himself based on his avodas Hashem. So he's got one thing right. He does place importance on the right things. But when he gets depressed that he's not doing what he should be doing, he's not caring about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's caring about himself that I'm not choshev. I am not choshev. Ay, 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 ay. I'm not choshev. Ay, ay, I'm terrible. I'm nothing. I'm a garnish. I'm not choshev. It's the same feeling as a doctor. It's the same feeling as a lawyer. It's just dependent on a different thing. You're not thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're thinking about yourself. If you're thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me ask you. You think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem wants me to get up for davening. Hashem wants me to learn. So I care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, I'm just going to sleep for 3 days. Gevaldik. I care about myself. Weiter. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Never happened to me. I never got depressed on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rarely. The only time I got depressed on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur when I felt I wasn't doing shul. But any time I didn't get depressed, but okay. For Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, if I'm ever zeichet to have feelings of tshuva, it's the most uplifting feeling in the world. I'm coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, I did this wrong, I want to do better, I want to commit. It's an uplifting feeling. The person doesn't feel depressed, doesn't feel down, he feels uplifted. Because tshuva is taka when I'm coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I'm coming, because I'm going up. I want to go close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not worrying about myself in tshuva. I'm worrying about how I'm serving Hashem is what I'm worrying about in tshuva. That's the difference between tshuva and depression. If a person starts to feel depressed, number one, you're not allowed to be depressed. It's an aveira. It's wrong. Don't do it. Stop yourself. You say, I can't. Work. Well, we have to work on it. But the first thought, and it's helpful, even though it sounds elementary, but it's helpful. A person just thinks to himself, by the way, depression usually comes slow. Starts thinking a little bit. Starts thinking for a few minutes, I'm not so chashuv. I'm not learning so well. This guy's better. This, that. But if he remembers this thing, number one, start, push it away, quickly, push it away, push the Yetzer away quickly, before you get started, push those negative thoughts out of your head. No, I'm not going to talk about myself that way, I'm not going to think that way about myself. Yetzer, go away. Come back, another. Don't come back. Don't think about it now. Push it off. I have a friend of mine that told me, I don't know how he did this, but he told me, when I ever feel thoughts of getting down, I tell myself, okay, tonight after night theater, before I go to sleep, I'll think about it. Don't think about it. Push it. Negative thoughts are not tshuva. You want to do tshuva? Pull out a Musar Sefer. Do tshuva. Not thinking how not chashuv I am. You're not supposed to think that you're not chashuv, because you are. It's the farthest thing from reality. You are very chashuv. If you aren't chashuv, why is it so important to get out of bed and daven? Your tefillahs count. Your learning counts. Your whole life counts, like we've been speaking about. Your whole life counts. A person lie in bed, I don't care for anything, I'm not coming to learn. What do you mean I don't care for anything? You're going to get punished in the Shemayim for Bidl Torah. You didn't count, of course it counts. You're wasting time, counts. You're counting. You're counting on the negative side. Guy says, I don't count. He does count. He's counting on the negative side. He's hurting the world. He's hurting his Olam Haba. He's hurting himself. He doesn't count. Of course it counts. I met a guy. There's a good Eitzah. There's a guy that wasn't learning. Said he's depressed. I told him, go to Beis Medrash and learn for a few minutes. Go to Beis Medrash and learn for half an hour. Learn Chumash, something, Bimar Besedja, just read the words. Go learn something for half an hour, sit in Beis Medrash. I guarantee you one thing. If a person was depressed, and he listened to my advice, most people don't want to listen because the Yetzer tries to convince them to remain depressed. They don't want to they have a hard time trying to get out of it. But if he would just go to Beis Medrash for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 50 minutes, and learn, his depression will be all over. All over. Gone. gone, totally gone. Depression comes in a consistent flush of not doing nothing. I don't do anything this morning, I'm depressed, so then I don't wake up the next morning, then I don't learn first Seder, then I don't learn second Seder, then I don't learn right Seder, then I don't learn first Seder again, until it's broken. If a person says, all right, I'm depressed, I'm going to take my depressed body, my depressed soul, into Beis Medrash and learn, and be Ma'ariv B'Seder for 15 minutes, depression's all over. You know why? Because how could he not feel good about himself? He just sat and learned 15 minutes of Torah. He just was zaycha to learn Torah for 15 minutes. How could he remain depressed? And by the way, it's 100% true. If a person feels low about himself, then he just brings himself to learn a few minutes. The Yitzhar won't fall for a 3-hour Seder. If you're ever depressed, we'll have a deal. Come to me and we'll have a 5-minute Seder. We'll have a 5-minute Seder and Gemara and Musa, this. Come to me and learn for 5 minutes. I guarantee you won't be depressed anymore. Not because I'm so great and I can cheer you up, because Torah cheers you up. You'll feel good about yourself because you just learned. It's only the person allows himself to sink further and further and further. It's such a waste of time. And then after 4 days, he finally picks himself up. So why do you have to waste 4 days for? And by the way, you build yourself so much. When a person's able to, I want to tell you that the greatest thing about Musa, and hopefully what we're trying to give over in Musavad, is that a person's totally in control of himself. A person's his own master. I can be loud if I have to be loud. I can be quiet if I have to be quiet. I can push away my negative thoughts if I have to. A person can learn to control his thoughts and to mentally try to work to control his emotions. Take some time. But a person has no end. A person can go out without anger. I haven't done it. But we'll work on it. Next we'll work on Charkas. A person can control himself. And by the way, a person improves slowly and slowly. If we try to be positive now, it may, Mirtz Hashem, a year or two, we might be totally cured. It might be a life. There might be issues that come up later on in your life. But if you develop the techniques and you develop the structure now, then something throws your way that you weren't expecting. All of a sudden, something throws your way. Guy insults you. Guy puts you down. You feel like 2 cents. You'll be able to have those basic skills that you'll know. Build myself up. Remember what I am. You can't listen to other people. You have the skills, and you know what you're supposed to be doing with yourself. It's the biggest gift. It's the biggest gift in life. Musa is the biggest gift for a person. Without Musa, a person is so lost. A person can go messed up. Forgetting Ruchnias and his happiness and Gashmias. A person goes so far if he knows how to work with himself. A person learns to work with himself. And work with his negative thoughts. It's not a person's a negative thoughts. It's like a person thinks, oh, I have a negative thoughts. I have a negative thought. I'm depressed. I'm depressed. What do you want from me? What do you want? I'm depressed. That's not true. There's what to be done. Build, get the tape. Think about it. That will help. I don't know. Think about it. Think about it and say, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. This is not what, this is the Yitzhara's trick. I am chashed. I am chashed. I am chashed. Say it 100 times. I am chashed. I'm not going to fall for this trick. I'm not going to fall for the trick. I'm not going to fall for it. A person will come to the, if anyone here gets depressed once in a while, he'll be able to, in a short time, if he works on it, never to get depressed, ever. Because he knows that that's something I can't do. I just can't do it. It's not even like, stop shy. I can't do it. I can't get depressed. Oh, what do I do now? All right, so let me start thinking, realizing what I am. A very chosh of a person. A very chosh of a person. It's so important. This area of chashivas, self chashivas, that a person should build himself. It's helpful. It's so important in serving Hashem, because if you're not strong, you'll fall to Yitzhara's traps. He'll tell you you're nothing, and it'll cause you to do wrong things. It'll cause you to get depressed. It'll cause you to not be able to respect other people. It'll cause you not to be able to let other people get covered. When a guy speaks and someone comes over to him afterwards and puts him down, or someone gives a chabur and the guy says a buffer gives a chabur and the guy says afterwards, oh, you think you're such a hotshot. That's because he didn't work on himself. That's because he's such a shvacha person that he can't handle the fact that someone else is getting covered. He can't handle it. Because he's not mechubid. He's not a mechubidic person. He's a right of Achar HaKavod, and he's not, by the way, the right of Achar HaKavod is the saddest person. You guys think that when a guy gets on, a guy that gets honored by the dinners, by the way, many people that get honored by the dinners don't want to, and they're doing it because they want the yeshiva to make money. But you think the guy that's always showing off, and you think the guy that's always speaking, and you think the guy that's always, you know, interrupting the shiur and asks to put in his two cents, and it's obvious that he's a little bit steps over the lines, you think the guy that's getting all this attention, you think he's such a, oh, he's so lucky, he's so happy. It's just the opposite. He's so desperate. He's so nebuch. He doesn't have security. When you see a guy, I want to tell you something, when you see a guy that runs after kavod, you should be so nice to him, and you should give him kavod. You should give him kavod because he's so desperate for it. Give it to him. Give it to him. And hopefully if you give it to him at a young age, maybe we'll be able to wean him off of it. Maybe if you give it to him when he needs it, we'll be able to wean him off of it. A child that's given proper development and proper attention, a healthy child doesn't need all the kavod in the whole world. Because his parents made him feel so good about himself, so it makes a difference to me. I want someone else with a kavod. I want someone else to get a kavod. And I want to end with one last thought. If a person has, we all have to realize that in terms of running after a kavod, a person has to realize that you have, again, a person should always, you know, for those that we're trying to build our chashivas, but a person's ever in a situation where he's going to be a right defa kavod, don't do it. Not when they ask you to speak Friday night. Not when there's a reason to do it. When you're a raider. When you're a raider, Fahakam. When you feel for yourself, for your honest self. Your honest self, if you're not sure, go ask someone. But if you feel honestly, you're a raider, Fahakam. Right? And then you think to myself, but if I'm not a raider, what's going to be with me? And by the way, if you don't know the situation, might not come up now, it might come up in 30 years from now. Where it's a chance of being a right if, and if I'm not a right if, what's going to be? I'm not a right if, I won't get the shtel, I won't get the Rosh Hashiva. If I'm not a right if, I won't get the position of Rabbanis. If I'm not a right if this, I'm not a right if that, I'm not a right if this. Teretz is, call a right if not covered. Anyone who runs, call right the Falcon covered, anyone who runs after covered, cover runs after. The honest mitzvah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, that if a person runs after covered runs away from it. Call a Bereach Menach covered, we'll start from where we started from earlier, call a Bereach Menach covered, someone who runs away from covered, because, not because he's looking for the covered necessarily, because he wants to do the right thing with himself. He wants to do the right thing. But he's nervous. If I do the right thing, you know, I'm going to lose my opportunity. I'm going to lose my self-esteem. No. My self-esteem is based on doing the right thing. And I still feel a little weak. I still feel a little schwach. I still feel a little schwach. I'm still a little bit nervous. Call a right of mina kavod. Anyone runs away from kavod. Kavod, right of hakavod. The kavod that you need and the kavod that you're worthy of getting will be much better. And much better. And it'll be a kosher kavod with an OU, Eretz Yisrael. It'll be a badatz kavod. It'll be a kosher kavod. That's a fine kavod. We say every day in davening, this is special meaning to me. It's the only part of davening I think I have kavana, usually. I mean, these few words, I usually have kavana. Zikha, the only part I have kavana. Va'ayshe va'akavam mofanecha. Ayshe kavod is yours. Va'atam ha'shev ha'kav. And you control everything. You don't have to worry about whether you're gonna run after the money, or they have a chance to cheat, and I'm gonna lose $1 million. I'm gonna lose $1 million if I don't cheat, right? No. More money comes to when you do the right thing. Trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayshe va'akav, kavod, which is also more important to a person than money. Ayshe va'akav mofanecha, va'atam ha'shev ha'kav, uv'yachal kayach, agvura, uv'yachal kayach, dula, agvura, adiferes, anetach, right? Yeah, so, uv'yachal lechazek, legadel, it's in your hand to make a person great. If you make yourself great, if you make yourself, maybe if you make yourself wealthy, but you don't make yourself wealthy, Hashem does. If you think that you make yourself great, if you think you get yourself covered, it won't happen. And if it happens, it's all one big thing. It's one big hot air balloon and it's ready to pop. Trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, we should build ourselves into a mechubedik person, and we shouldn't be right from Achav Kavan. And Emirat Hashem, we should be zaycha to really improve in this area. Emirat Hashem, I think I like to speak once about Simcha. for Dovi, because Dovi says Purim's coming up. I want to do Shara Kas. I want to speak once about the Mishnah Perkei Avos is a Asher Sameach B'Chalko. I spoke about it before, but I'll speak about it one more time for myself. And then afterwards we'll start Shara Kas. Okay. All right.
Where is it?
I don't know if I'll get exactly where I said I would get to yesterday because to finish up a few things. Number one, I was pretty stark yesterday on the right of Achar Kavit. I'm not saying what I wasn't saying was true. Just I'm admitting. Just want to point out maybe I was too sharp, but maybe I was too sharp. But just trying to bring out the MS of it. I forgot a very, very important insight. When we're discussing, yesterday we discussed depression. So when we're discussing depression, there's a very important insight that I didn't, a very important thing to know that I did not mention. Actually, this is the schus of Shai Zachar and Levracha, because I remembered it by looking over the notes that he had written when I spoke about it when he was there. Very important thing. If a person feels, it's not depression, whatever it is, when a person feels low, right? So the number one rule that a person always has to remember, you know, try to remember and try to follow, is don't act upon that feelings of depression. If let's say a person, you know, he's at 7:30, 8 o'clock, he has night seder, starts feeling depressed, let's say. Yeah, I'm worthless, I'm nothing. So we tried attacking those feelings already for a few days. But of course, how you push off those thoughts. Try to be positive about yourself. Try to be nice to yourself. But never change your Seder. Never change your schedule based on those feelings. Tell yourself, all right, I'm depressed. I'll take my depressed soul into Beis Medrash and learn night Seder. When a person wakes up in the morning, says, I feel depressed, not going to get up for job. It's hard in the morning maybe because your mind is half dead. But take that depressed person, take those depressed feelings, and bring them into Beis Medrash with you. If a person would be feeling low before a night seder, and he would say, well, I feel depressed, but you know, I feel nothing. You know what, but I'm committed to keep my storm and keep my schedule no matter what I'm feeling. You should know, probably within 5 minutes of your night seder, you won't even be depressed anymore. You'll forget what you were thinking about, what made you depressed. It's all the atzasi etzahara, it's all the etzahara's trick, it's all a bunch of baloney. Don't, if you can't get those bad feelings out of your mind, but don't change your storm. Don't deviate from your actions based on your bad feelings. And by the way, as I used, as Shai had written down, hang with it. Hang with it. In other words, live with it. Don't collapse. This is all Shai. So don't collapse. Hang with it. Live with it. Don't change your, even if it's really bad, you feel really low. Live with it. Hang with it. Don't collapse. Don't let yourself fall into a collapse where I'll shut down, I won't come to yeshiva. Never let yourself collapse. And by the way, this is very easy. It's not easy, of course, because Yetzer is working hard. But I could tell you, yesterday we spoke about how, you know, those feelings are, of course, not correct. And those feelings are all, you know, the trick of the Yitzhara. But even if a person can't get those feelings out of himself, but if he's just committed to go through the actions that I do every single day, and I'm not going to change from my actions that I'm committed to doing, tell the Yitzhara, you're saying good, fine, I'm terrible. But I still have to learn night Seder, right? So I'll come to night Seder. Within minutes, within seconds, your depression's gone. You can't get depressed. Because when you're doing good things, like we said, you can't be depressed. depression feeds itself by the person falling into not learning for Seder, suppressing learning for Seder, falls further and further and further into more depression until it's broken. If a person just commits to keeping the star and coming to Minyan and all those things, amidst the depression, let him feel terrible about himself when he comes to the first Seder. Let him feel terrible when he comes to the second Seder. I don't even know how long that could last. You know, it reminds me of the Gemara says in Kedushin, it says if the Yetzer Hara gets a hold of you, bring him to Beis Medrash. Maybe that's a shtickle pshat. It says bring the Yetzer Hara to Beis Medrash. You know, and it says the Yetzer Hara will collapse. Person feels he's a Baal, he's a Taiv, is a Nes. It's not the pshat. Oh, I'll bring those Taivas there, and you'll start learning, you'll be all over. Bring all over, the kayak of the Torah, the feelings of the Torah will change the person, because it's all emotion. It's all imagination. You come into Beis Medrash for 3 minutes, the reality and the geshmak, the person feels good, that he's learning, that already takes away everything else. Very important. Very important. Hang with it. Live with it. And even if a person can't keep full starim, but don't collapse. Don't let yourself collapse. Alright. I'd like to speak about something that is very relevant to jealousy, very relevant to self-confidence, and I did not speak about it directly. You know, we have to speak about, you know, we have to speak about comparing ourselves to other people. We have to speak about it, comparing ourselves to other people. One of the main reasons why, of course, jealousy is based on this, self-confidence is based on this, depression is based on that, it's all the same. This is all, many things are all connected. Many things in this area, everything is connected. A person compares himself to other people. See someone else, he feels, oh, he's better, he's smarter. So forget he's smarter. So when it comes to natural talents, a person could say, you know, let's talk about natural talents. Natural talents is maybe easier for a person to deal with. A person has to realize that every person's different. He's smarter. He's naturally smarter. Natural talents, obviously, is not something to be jealous about. Because I'm jealous. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me. You have to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you have to discuss with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not a reason to be jealous. You know, natural capabilities. You know. Then let's talk about things that I'd rather discuss things that are not natural. Let's discuss the harder stuff. Let's say you feel a guy's a bigger master than you. So a person feels, Yitaka feels very jealous. And if he doesn't feel jealous, he feels he's not. It's all the same thing. Jealousy is a feeling of lack of, it's not all connected. I don't have to go into the psychologies, you know. But a person doesn't feels, you know, we said originally when we started jealousy. Jealousy is really inferiority. Inferiority is feeling he's better than me. But it basically means that I'm not chashuv. It comes down to me not being chashuv. If a person feels chashuv, then he could be inferior to someone else, as long as he's chashuv. But a person's not chashuv, when a person's inferiority usually makes him feel that he's really not chashuv. He sees a bigger master than him. He sees a guy davening better than him. So it eats at him. Oh, I'm such a bum. I don't learn. I'm such a bum. I don't daven well. So there is one. There is one idea, which is kedai to speak about, but I don't know if it's the solution. There's one idea that you can't really, and this is true. This has to be said because it's not the answer to everything. But you really can't compare yourself to anyone in any area. Learning bahasmada also is dependent a lot on some natural abilities. Some people have it easier to sit. Some people have it harder to sit. You can't really compare anything to someone else because there are factors that you cannot take into consideration. He is not you. You are not him. And he's learning basmada, so you could tell yourself, there's nothing wrong, that I don't know for sure, but for me it's very hard. Maybe it came easier to him. You know. And a person has to remember that, especially people that know that they have difficulties, they definitely have to remember that they can't compare themselves to other people. Imagine a guy, you know, imagine a guy that, let's say, you know, had difficulty learning. He had reading difficulties. disabilities. He has comprehension disabilities. He's not 100% intelligent. Imagine if he would start, and many people do it, they give up. Then you start comparing to the guy in his class who's a genius, who's the Eloy. Imagine he'd give up. He'd be stupid, though. He'd be silly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to be someone else. It does not judge us based on someone else. Hashem is judging us on whether we're reaching our capabilities. If a guy who has disabilities in learning, by the way, if he probably puts in work, depending, if a person puts in work, you know, he'll go very, very far. But one person could come to Shemayim that he finished the Masechta, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be very happy with him. Another guy could have finished Shas 100 times, Hashem might have a tain on him. Where do we know? We have to work to be the best. Yeah, it's not like I'm working for the army. You have to work the best you can be. A person has to be able to do Steig according to his capabilities. Comparison's not good. Not only is comparison not good as when you see someone better than you, comparison's also not good when you see someone lower than you. Oh, I'm so smart. Oh, I'm finishing the Masechta. I'm finishing Shas. And you're comparing yourself to other people around you? Mazel tov. Mazel tov. What are you comparing to yourself to other people? There's much more you're capable of doing. You have much greater potential than that. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that it's better to be the tail of a lion than the head of a fox, right? It's better to be the tail of a lion than the head of a fox, right? What's a pshat? I want to offer a pshat. It's better to be the tail of a lion than the head of a fox. The pshat is because if I'm the head of the fox, I can walk around thinking, oh, I'm so great, I'm so this, I'm so smart. I'm so smart, I'm the head of the fox, I'm so smart. I'm smarter than the rest of my parts of the body. That's obviously a mashal. Persons with a chabura, that he's the best guy, it's a danger. Because he's a top. So he doesn't think to himself, it's very hard to realize what he's capable of doing, and there's no demand on his potential. So I'm the best guy. What's the difference if I do a little more or a little less? But if a person's the tail of the lion, a person always has that chayvus. A person sees, you know, what he has to accomplish. It's dangerous to be the head of the best guy in your shir. It's dangerous to be the best guy because you're not necessarily working to your potential. And it has some advantages, but it's also dangerous. So there's one aspect that there's natural capabilities. There's another aspect. Let's say I talk to see a guy who I know that this guy struggled and he's not such a master. And I really honestly feel that he works harder than me. I really honestly feel that he works harder than me. I really feel that he really works harder than me. I know he's not as smart as me. And he's doing better than me in shir because he taka works so hard. So is the answer to everything, well, maybe, you know, he has those factors, even though it's hard for him to sit, but based on where he grew up, and based on maybe he has a very big drive for success, and based on this and based on that, that's why he's doing better than me? I can't honestly say that's the answer for everything. If that's the answer for everything, we might be able to excuse ourselves our whole lives. I don't believe that's the answer to everything. I don't believe that's really the correct outlook. Sometimes you might need it. Sometimes when you're sitting in shir with a genius, it pays to need to know he's taka genius. Don't compare. But in general, we have to also focus on a different attitude. The attitude is that life is not a contest. Life is not a contest between me and him. There's no contest in life. It takes many years, hours, not hours that means sit there for hours thinking, just life, many experiences in life of thinking when you're faced with such a situation that life is not a contest. It's not a contest, me against him. Oh, you know, he's doing better. A person has to realize it's not a contest. if it's not a contest, so what am I trying to tell you? It's basically something we've discussed already. If it's not a contest, and I see someone working harder than me, what it means to me is, wow, he's working so hard. I want to learn from that, and I want to also work harder. Not on nothing, a piece of dirt, oh, he's such a mess, a piece of dirt. That's the worst attitude you could ever have. You kill yourself. Never put yourself down because someone else is growing. Never put yourself down, oh, he's doing so well, oh, I'm nothing. That's not the attitude we have to learn to develop. The attitude we have to learn to develop is, he's working so hard. I should also work hard. I should also work harder. I'm very good. I have a lot of potential. I'm very chashuv. But I could work harder. And everybody could work harder. You'll always meet people in your life that are greater than you. You'll always. Okay, you might be the Gadol HaDor and you might not. But even the Gadol HaDor might meet someone that has something better than him. There'll always be people that are better than you. What, you're perfect? You walk around thinking you're the closest HaKadosh Baruch in the whole world? That's not the issue. It's not a contest. We're not walking out of. If a person walks out of Vav thinking that he's supposed to self-confidence, you know, discussions, oh, I'm the greatest, it's foolish and it won't work. Because you'll see you're not. You'll see you're not the greatest. But if you develop chashivas for yourself and you treat yourself very nicely, if you treat yourself nicely, you'll be able to deal with it. And not only will be able to deal with it, when you see someone else better than you, not only will be able to deal with it, meaning that you won't collapse from it and you won't get broken from it, you will steig immensely from it. You will steig from it because you will see someone else learning well, and it will give you encouragement. As we've spoken about, kinasai from Tar B'chachma. Not if it breaks you. Not if you have that negative outlook. Oh, I'm nothing. He's so good. It's the opposite. He's so good. I should do better. And it's the cure. As we've discussed, that's the cure to jealousy. It's a cure to jealousy. It's the opposite of jealousy. It's mamish, the opposite of jealousy. Jealousy is putting myself down. I'm nothing. I'm that. He's so good. No. I'm very good. I'm very chashuv. I have plenty. I have a lot of potential. But there's more to grow. And that person gevaldik. It's great. He's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I want everyone else, again, I want everyone else that they don't, I want other people not to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are we all working for? There's all one boss over here. Alright. It's not easy to it's something that a person has to work on. Life is not a contest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person comes to famous Dvar, a person comes to Shemayim, they're going to ask him, you know, you're going to ask him, you know, how come you weren't Moshe Don casting him to his fullest? How come you were holding at such a low level when you had so much potential to go so far, so much farther? And this is a confidence that a person should realize to himself, that you have a lot of potential and you could be very great. And demand it from yourself. Demand it from yourself. Don't you could be, each one of you could be so great and do so much. By walking around saying, oh, I'm perfect, that's not the answer either. It's such a delicate issue. It's mom or something that a person has developed in his own mind to train himself to think the right thoughts. It's mamish all in the mind. The person has developed the right thoughts. When a person feels that he's knocking himself, he's got to say, that's not the right thought. That's not what I should be thinking. When a person thinks that, you know, a person has to train himself to think the right thoughts. And it, by the way, it's habit. If a person develops the habit of thinking the right things, then eventually it'll become nature. The amazing thing about midos, is the biggest bracha. When a person works on a midah, it's his. A person works on a midah of being positive, on not putting himself down, it will become natural. He won't even have the Yitzhahara anymore. It might come up once in a while. Maybe it'll come up once in a while. And then he'll know already how to deal with it. The person will naturally be thinking right things. He'll see someone else, you know, do something. He'll see someone else make a siyum. He'll see someone else that's doing something good. great. And instead of thinking to himself, oh, I'm nothing, oh, I'm feeling bad for himself, I'm feeling jealous, he'll turn it around and say, wow, that's wonderful what the person doing. Never knock yourself. Never, ever knock yourself. Never knock yourself. Never put yourself down. It's opposite to growth. If I care, I'm good, and I can do better. It's a very tricky issue. I can't even it's very hard to explain. You know, every person's mind works differently. I think every person's mind works differently on how he looks at himself. And every person has to deal with this differently. I'm just trying to, you know, give the basic, you know, situs, the basic feelings a person has to try to develop. Yeah? Life, one more time, life is not a contest. When you start thinking to yourself, oh, he's doing that, life is not a contest. Appreciate the other person. When a person can't appreciate someone else, it doesn't help him. You know, a person walks around thinking that he's better than everyone else, and he knocks everyone else, it's not going to give him confidence. Because it's built on sheker. It's all sheker. When a person walks around thinking he's the greatest guy in the world, and anyone else that does anything, he knocks it, oh, he's naturally that way. Or, oh, he's a Bob Gaiva. Oh, one of those people that looks to be the greatest, that's not a confident person. You know why? Because when it's built on sheker, it's not going to last. Sheker in Lo Raglaim, it's all sheker. It's built on sheker. A person has to develop emes, real feelings. Real feelings. Emes. We're not looking for sheker, it's reality. Your chashivas is a reality. I'm not looking, telling you guys, oh, think you're chashiv, yeah, fool yourselves. No! When you knock yourself, you're fooling yourself. The reality is you're very, very special. The reality is you're very chashiv. And when someone else you see is doing something, the reality is he's also chashiv. That's also the reality. It takes work for a person to develop himself into thinking the right things. You know, it's like fitting the mold. It's like a person trying to fit something into something. You know, he tries this way, tries that way. A person has to learn how to fit himself into life and fit his own values on himself. A person has to work on it. I was very, you know, I'll say this over. You know, I was very happy. You know, yesterday I met a younger man. Let's say this on tape. Yesterday I was looking for you. You know, I'll pretend the tape's not on. But yesterday I met a younger man that might come to yeshiva. And this younger man is huge. He's huge. He's huge. He's big stuff. You know, he's way over my head. And Baruch Hashem, I was very happy. I'll gloat. I was very happy. I'm not saying that I didn't think about it a lot. But I was very happy that I was able to treat him with full respect for what he is. I was able to admit to myself that he is much more chashiv, He is much better in learning. He's much bigger than Tyra in his learning. And yet, in my mind, that he would be very good for the yeshiva, would gain so much from him being here, be very good for the yeshiva, and not get my own thinking about myself, what's doing this, or this, and that, about me, and this. Forget about it. Reality. It's a very chashiv person here. Treat him with chashivas. If he's very good for the yeshiva, then encourage him to come to the yeshiva. You feel it's good for him. Don't think about yourself. Think about yourself. Forget about yourself. And I wasn't, if I cared. You know, I'm not even afraid. I'm not even afraid that the person comes. Will I have to adjust? Maybe a little bit. Maybe I'll have to adjust a little bit. Maybe not. But I'll learn to adjust. I'm strong enough. Hopefully I'm strong enough. Strong enough to hold of myself, to keep myself, you know. The person has to keep himself with his own, you know, dignity and be able to appreciate other people. Now. Alright. The kids are, it's an avoid that a person should start now. You start now, you'll be prepared. You work on it. Now, I want to say one more thing I said to Dovi. This is for Dovi, so I have to, can't say on Dovi. The Mishnah says, Mishnah says, Ezo Asher, Asameh Pachalva. says, "Eisa Asher Sameach B'chav." Right? Who's a rich person? Someone that's happy with what he has.
I don't think anybody in the world.
What? Someone's a rich person, someone's happy with what he has. So I once sent over this word before. What does it mean someone that's rich is someone that's happy with what he has? Why is he someone that's rich? He's someone that's happy. Say, it's just, the mission should tell you who's a happy person, or how do you get happiness? Be happy with what you have. Why is it defined by wealth? He doesn't get $3 in his bank account. He lives in a rundown house, and you call him rich? He's a happy person, he's not a rich person. So I don't know, I like the offer, I said this before. The pshat perhaps is that if a person has $1 million, but it's locked up, you know, in a vault, and he loses the key to get into that, to get to his money, is he a wealthy person? If there's $1 million, but it's locked up in the safe, and he lost the key, is he wealthy?
Yeah.
No, he's not wealthy. What is wealth? He's not wealthy. He has no access to the money. He's not wealthy. Let's say you cannot break it. It's impossible. All right? What do you... You get the point. If a person doesn't have access to his money, then he's not wealthy. I think that's a pshat in the mission. If a person's not... A person wants to be rich. Person, the more access he has to... If a person has $5, a person has, you know, whatever it is, a person has a house, and it's run down, but he enjoys it, and he has appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he has, then he's wealthy. Because any possession he has is so valuable to him. It's his access. It's like complete access. It's full appreciation of everything he has. He's completely wealthy.
So what's Peshara getting something new? What's Peshara getting something new? You're Smeach B'chelka.
I'm a Chanavi. He's sending me something new. We're not necessarily on that level. No, something new is also becomes your chelak. It's not a stira. Sameach b'chelko means whatever you have, you're happy with. You know, it's like, so if a person has money, doesn't access it, so too. If a person has $1 million, and it doesn't give him enjoyment, it doesn't give him happiness, so he's wealthy. He's got money that's being wasted. The money's not being used. There's no access to his money. That's not access. What, he can buy a car with it? What access is it? Oh, I have a car. What access is there having a car? Bottom line, the whole access, the whole gain from having things, any person will admit is happiness. So, Eza Asher Sameach B'chav. But your Rebbe spoke about it. The same thing applies to Ruchnius also. Person has to derive full pleasure and full enjoyment in his Ruchnius. Person sits down by Gemara. And this is very important in the scheme of everything we're discussing. Another important concept. That a person sits and learns. A person learns the first Seder. A person learns for 5 minutes. He's got to have full appreciation of what he's doing. If a person will learn, every person will learn a few minutes and appreciate when he sits by a Gemara. You know, if a person wins the lottery, how happy is he? He's pretty happy. When a person learns the word of Gemara, I know I'm saying it, and I can't say I feel it. But I'm just telling you how far a person can tap into something. A person would appreciate that a word of Gemara, a word of learning, is worth more than all the money in the world. And a person would try to tap in to appreciate the ruchness that he has. That would give a person a tremendous amount of simcha. Tremendous amount of simcha. Tremendous amount of good feeling. That would be very helpful for a person. Person struggles. Some people struggle. Person struggles on the Amid. He finished the Amid, doesn't finish the Amid. Does he realize that he was just sat and sat by a piece of Gemara and learned and struggled? You know what type of hobby he's getting? You know what type of wonderful thing he's doing? People think, oh, he's smarter. He did the Amid already. He finished the Pesach already. The greatness of learning is in the learning itself. How much this, what I can say I finished, didn't finish. There's important to finish. But the greatness of every day sitting down and learning, that's, everyone's focused on the wrong things. Not in terms of enjoying their learning, they're focused on the wrong things. I had a great day of learning, I asked a good question in Shir. Fine. You're missing the basics that can give a person such satisfaction. When a person, it's the same thing with Gashmis. person goes, I'm satisfied when I get the new Lexus. When a person is satisfied and gets happiness from those things, and it's only from the big things, the person will not be satisfied. He's going the wrong way. Happiness in Gashmias, as well as Ruchnias, isn't appreciating from the basics, from the beginning. And that's where all the Simcha is. In Gashmias, a person appreciates everything he has, you know, his health and everything else. A person has children, enjoy the child, so it's full. Child's fullest, a person enjoy it. But in Ruchnias, I'm trying to focus in because I'm discussing especially a person feeling chashivas. If a person sits and learns, that should give you such chashivas. A person sat and learned an hour. A person sat, painfully sat through a musarvat. That should give you chashivas for yourself. You just sat there and learned Torah. People have problems in the area. One of the reasons a person has problems in the area of feeling chashivas for himself is because he's basing all chashivas on himself, or whether he's the best guy in the chabur, whether he's this, whether he finished himself the fast before everyone else, whether he did this. Why are you jumping there? In those things, I don't even know if you should get chashivas from that. Many times it's not based on the right things. So you finish them himself. Fine, another guy didn't. That guy is you could have finished 10 mesechtas. It's not even emes. It's all chashivas, not even based on emes of things. Emes, chashivas. I sat and learned, I worked hard to learn today. A person should walk out of, at least, it should really be every second, every word a person reads. You should feel good. Feel good, feel lucky. It's not gaiva. It's ashreinu matam chalkeinu. Person finishes the first seder. Person had a good second seder. He should feel great about himself. He should feel great. Great. All the areas. It's a very important insight. All the areas where a person puts his confidence, his chashivas on, and struggles with them. They're all in false areas. They're all in fake areas. It's all in fake. It's all in sheker. Even in learning, a person fools himself. Oh, I feel great about myself because I'm the best. I could say the best shir, or I finished so many sechtes. I did this. I asked the best question in shir. I don't understand that you're working to your faults. That's not reality of greatness. It's so. And Echanami, if you worked your hardest, and that's why you finished the Masechta, fine. But then why do you have to wait to finish the Masechta to be feeling great? It's not a didn't finish the Masechta, it's a didn't all the work that you put in. That's where the Chashivas lies. When a person insults you, and you don't answer back, a person should feel Chashivas for himself. When you compliment someone else, and even though it's hard for you, or you give someone respect, you give someone covet, then you should feel chashivas. Well, I'm doing, I told you this before, the Rambam says a person, his happiest day of his life was when someone went to the bathroom on him, and it didn't bother him. Someone went to the bathroom on him. He was a peasant, it was a poor person he was with the luggage on the boat. The Rambam writes this in Perashat Mishnayos. That first son went to the bathroom and said it didn't bother him. It was the happiest day of his life.
I think you guys agree.
Thank you. Happiness is dependent. Why was it the happiest day of his life? Because that's the reality of happiness should come from. Happiness should come from growing and learning, from growing in midos, growing in learning. That's where happiness should come from. When a person's happiness, when a person's chashivas comes from being the best this, and being the best that, and how much covet he got, and all that, it's all sheker, it won't last, it won't work, and it's not good for you. If a person's chashivas for himself is in the reality of Torah and mitzvahs, in the reality of what he's doing, a person could feel so good just by learning a seder. Not just. He learned a seder. He learned. He learned for an hour. Should feel so good. Should feel so happy. Should feel so lucky. Person wins $1 million. Why does he feel good? Feels good because he's great. He's so smart. He picked the right numbers. Maybe you have some such idiots. Why does he feel good if he wins the lottery? He's full of simcha. By the way, if a guy just won the lottery, you can insult him. You can call him names. You can tell him, oh, you know, imagine a guy won the lottery and he's really a peasant. I'm sorry, he used to be a poor person, he won the lottery, and someone goes over to him afterwards, after he won the lottery, he doesn't know he won the lottery, he says, oh, you poor pauper. He doesn't care, nothing. What does he care? He's so happy. So happy because he feels he's great. He feels so happy because he's so lucky. Feels so fortunate. We have to feel so fortunate. It's not gaiva at all. It's ashreinu. Ashreinu. Matal chalkein. Sameach b'chalk, by the way, I hold this very strongly, that a person should, we should put more energies into the reality of the smaller things that we think are small, instead of always looking to get the big things. People are looking for the big things, well, can I get the car? And gosh, misruchnis, it's the same yisayit. Can I finish the misafta that? Of course I'm not, it's the most important thing for a person, it's very important for the person to finish the misafta. But a person should be built, should maximize. When a person's learning, he should maximize the ashreinu, the feeling good. The feeling good, and by the way, the feeling good gives a person chashivas for himself. The feeling good should be maximized as much as possible. Stick as much, squeeze out as much feeling of gishmak, of happiness. Squeeze as much feeling as possible as you can. It might take a long time to work on it, and I have to work on it myself. Squeeze as much feeling of ashreinu, of happiness, of feeling fortunate, of feeling good. Every word, every time you learn, every word you learn. That's reality. So many other things. Even in Ruchnis, people are a fool. Even in Ruchnis, people are a fool. They're in visions of Sheker. Oh, well, I'd be the... Being the Golda Dor also is not a place to value yourself. Yeah. I'm the Golda Dor. Great. Are you working to your potential? Are you working to your potential? Those things are all fake. Better than everyone. I'm the best. This. I'm the best. Any time you compare yourself to someone else, you're in the Olam HaSheker. You're in the world of falseness. Because in the world of MS, it doesn't make a difference. Me between me and him. It's between me, myself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I know I did the right thing, when I know I did a good thing, that's the reality of MS. That's MS. Listen, if a person davens for the Amun and it makes him feel good, again, is that the gamas? I don't know. I'm not saying that is. But we should use those opportunities. I'm not changing from anything I've said till now. We should use all those coven for speaking and davening just to finish everything we've talked about. And Mirtz Hashem will start Shara Kass tomorrow. All those things that a person speaks, he feels good. He davens for Amun, he feels good. All those things should be used to help build himself as a ish mechubed. Build himself. Eventually a person will be able to build himself to a point where, again, he's not attached to false hashivas. He's not attached to those things. He's attached to himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alright, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll start.